Hey guys, did you miss me? I missed you. I mean, honestly, it's been crazy. It's been, I think, 19 months since I put the first Road Jogging Experience podcast out. And I've had near enough 20,000 plays. I can't thank you guys enough. I never expected to have this amount of plays on this podcast. It was a joke. It was a bit of an experiment, you know, a bit of fun. As I started getting into it by sort of episode 4 or 5, I started realizing that honestly, I've got a bit of a following. You know, I'm getting people tuning in every time. The first time I got like a thousand listeners, I thought that was a fluke. And then the next time it happened, I was like, okay, maybe people are listening to me. Really, all I want to say to you guys actually is, we're all going through some strange times right now, unprecedented times. You keep hearing that word, unprecedented, but it really is. It is that. I just hope you guys are staying safe. I hope you're all well. Especially in times like this, we need an outlet. We need entertainment, some kind of media. And I think podcasts are a great thing. It's, like I say, it's, you know, there's only so much you can do with Netflix. There's only so much of the commercial radio you can listen to. Sometimes you want to listen to something that's, I don't know, maybe a little bit more edgy. Maybe it talks about these kind of things that are going on, or gives you a little bit of inspiration to take away from your mind away from what's actually going on. Maybe you want to know a little bit more about fitness, a bit about, you know, motivation. How can you be motivated in a time like this and not just be really upset and thinking like, have I got a job at the end of this? Will I live through this? There's so many things that are going through people's heads right now, and actually I see so many positives from this. You know, I see what I've talked about a lot of the time on the Road Jogging Experience podcast is fast-paced life. How fast-paced our lives are. It is so full-on. We don't really get time to sit with our own thoughts, spend time with our families, all those kinds of things. Actually, right now, people are working from home. The kids can't go to school. So you're all locked in together. You're spending so much time with your family. I don't know how you're dealing with that, but actually, I've really enjoyed this. I've really had a great time to be in the presence of my family, in their thoughts. You know, it's been great. Like on a lunch break, for instance, I can go out and kick the ball with my son in the back garden. It's been amazing. You know, we're educating our children from the dining room table. We're really getting involved a lot more with their lives, where school would have taken care of that a little bit. You know, well, not just a little bit, but for the most part, that would have been taken care of by schools. You know, my wife, she sits at the same table as myself while she's working, and we're just experiencing a totally different life and way of living to what we were experiencing before. And it actually is a lot more slowed down. So the fact that we can't go out apart from doing an hour of exercise, or if we're picking up some pharmaceuticals, means that we're all stuck in the same place. We're all stuck in the same motion. You know, we're living on the same frequency, and that's not always easy, but you've got to make that work. And you can't think of the negatives. You know, in the UK, if you're listening in the UK, you'll know yourselves, the weather's been amazing. The irony of this lockdown is that actually we've had some really bad weather on the lead up to all this. And as soon as we've had this lockdown, the weather's been amazing. It's almost like a kick in the teeth. It's like we're being teased with, yeah, well, you can't go out, so let me give you this sunshine. Things like that. But, you know, I've been able to sit out in the garden, bank holiday weekend, Easter weekend with my family, have lunch, relax. A lot of things that we don't usually get to do, because I can think back to before the lockdown, I'd be going to work through the day. My wife would be going to work through the day. After work, my daughter would have to go to cheerleading. 4 days a week. My son did football 3 days a week. He did swimming 1 day a week. He played a football match on a Sunday. Every single day of the week, we were busy. After getting home from work, we had to make dinner. We had to get dinner down the kids, down ourselves, and get back out to get them to their extracurricular activities. Now, obviously, that's a choice, a personal choice that we make, but I would never hold my children back from doing the things they want to do because it's easier for me. Would never ever do that. I would never take that away from them. I didn't have those them choices when I was a child, so I definitely wouldn't take that away from my own children. And I'm not complaining about it. I never have. I just knew it was such a fast-paced way of living. It kind of did get on top at times, but you just coped with it. Now it's all slowed down. A lot of people are saying how they want to get back to reality, get back to the normal way of living. But I'm like, why don't you appreciate what you do have? Why don't you appreciate this time that you can spend in the present with your families? This time to slow down, this time to educate yourselves, you know? Use the time in a proactive way where actually you can gain some new skills. You can spend this time with your family, spend this time studying, spend the time reading the book. Simple things. Learn a new language. You know, there's so many different things you can do. Anyway, all I want to just say to you guys is I want you to stay safe, I want you to stay home, unless you want to go out, unless you have to go out, which we all have to do. We've designated one person from our family, which is me, to go out and do the shopping. I would say you guys do the same thing. Check upon your parents and your grandparents. If they need anything, drop something at the door, give them a knock and go. I know it's hard, but you're going to see them after this. If you're going to want to spend time with them, you might not see them after this. It's as simple as that. Coronavirus is real. It's, you know, it's killing people daily. In the UK now, for the last 4 days, the numbers have just risen and risen and risen. We're up to somewhere in the region of 9,000 deaths. It's no joke. And we all should be taking precautions. We all should be doing the simple things, washing our hands when we go out, making sure that, you know, we keep ourselves covered and stay, you know, social distancing, staying 2 meters away from the next person. And I know it sounds stupid and we all want to look cool. We don't want to wear masks. We don't want to wear gloves and all that kind of stuff. But you want to stay alive. If you want to stay alive, you know, why not look like a dick for an hour whilst you're doing your shopping? It really doesn't matter. You know, think about it. If you went out and you came home from doing your shopping and you gave your kid that virus, how would that make you feel? Because you know, if your kid got rushed into hospital and they've got coronavirus, you wouldn't even be able to spend no time with them. Your child would have to be with strangers in a hospital bed being looked after by strangers, and you couldn't do nothing about it. You could not spend that time with them because that is how strict it is. You can't visit. And that's a sad thought. And that's one of the things that makes me, drives me to really want to make sure that none of us can get this disease, can get this virus, can spread this virus. You know, I've got 2 children, I've got a wife. I do not allow them to go out if I can do that for them. No, I'd rather myself go out. If we all go out, there's a much more chance of one of us getting catching the infection. If I go out, you know, that's quartered the chance of that. My children haven't been out of the house for 16 days since the lockdown. Apart from being out in the back garden, we have not, even though the advice from the government was to take an hour a day to do exercise, we've decided to not do that because I would not want to risk that. And you know, it might not even be my children, it might be somebody else's children, it might be somebody else that we pass that on to while we're out and about. It's not worth it, guys, honestly. Don't want to be all doom and gloom, but that's just my wrap up of the COVID experience and what we're going through. Actually, one of the messages that I wanted to put out to you guys was that the road yoga experience is taking a break, but you can still hear more from me if you guys switch over and tune in to Project Pod. Now, Project Pod is a new podcast that I've started, and it's totally different to how the road yoga experience was. So road yoga experience, as I said, was very ad hoc. It was something that I did as a bit of fun. It was something that I thought, do you know what, I'm going to try this and see how it goes. Now, actually, it went a hell of a lot better than I ever imagined. And again, I thank all you guys for that. It's quite amazing that the response that it got. But it wasn't structured. It was very raw. It was very real. It was myself commuting to my workplace, wherever that may be. You know, it could have been an hour, a 2 hour, 3 hour drive, and I would just be talking directly to you guys. I'd be telling you about my own thoughts and experiences. I was very much centered around motivation, positivity, health and well-being, and I still am that now, and I think that is embedded into me. That will never change. But there was no structure there. I really drew from a lot of things that I liked, a lot of influences from other podcasts. I talked a lot about the UFC, as you all know. And what I have done now with Project Pod is I have a structure, a way of working. I have a guest on every single episode. Now, those guests are from all different walks of life. And this is really focused on COVID-19, the lockdown, quarantine, and how people are using this time to be more positive, be a little bit more creative. And I've got some absolutely fantastic guests. I've done two podcasts already. First podcast was with a good friend of mine who's a personal trainer, and how he's adapting to a new way of working. Now, being a personal trainer, it's a personal thing. You know, you have to have an engagement with people personally. So that's kind of hard to go from that to then all of a sudden being locked down, having to change your ways and adapt. And actually, this guy's very positive, and he did not react in the way that you would expect to being locked down. He used this time positively, as I was just saying. So listen to that. Listen to episode 1 with Aaron. Episode 2, I have my friend Dwayne, who actually recorded a podcast with me. Episode 5 on the road yoga experience. Such a great guy, very bubbly, very funny, positive, outgoing person. We talked a little about his career. I didn't want to go into it too much because I'm hoping that some of you guys will convert into the new podcast as well. So I didn't want to talk overall ground what you might have heard on episode 5 of the road yoga experience. But yeah, it was a great laugh, honestly. I have never laughed so much recording a podcast in my life. It was so funny. It took such a great amount of energy from that podcast. And actually, Dwayne messaged me after we finished the podcast and said, you know what, I really need that laugh. We all need a laugh. We all need some kind of joy in our lives during a period like this. So I really urge you guys to go over to Project Pod and give my new podcast a listen. We've got a great guest coming in for episode 3. We've got Sandy Ryan. Sandy Ryan is Team GB Olympic boxer. She won gold in the Commonwealth Games, and she's going for gold in the Olympics, which will be next year now, because obviously due to the coronavirus, that's been pushed back a year because it was supposed to be 2020. But yeah, we should get some... Let's get a really good insight into Sandy's career, Sandy's future plans. She's a great prospect for Great Britain, and a great guest to come on the show. I've got so many guests coming up. Clive's coming back on the show, who you will have seen or heard on episode 10 of the Roger Hagan Experience. Clive's a boxing trainer, actually trained Sandy in his younger days. A goalkeeping coach. I have a mental health coach. I have a nutritionist.
I have a company that do nutrition products, etc. I've got so much going on, I can't even name it right now. So all I want you guys to do is give Project Pod a like. Now, the one thing with Project Pod is because it's so new, so early in the pipeline, Project Pod is only available on Anchor and Spotify. I've had a great following on Spotify anyway, so I'm hoping that you guys can take that. Come to Spotify, search Project Pod Richard. The reason why I say that is because for some reason, if you just search Project Pod, it comes with all kind of random things. Project Pod Richard will take you direct to my new podcast. What you will see is a podcast mic, a handheld mic, and another mic to the side. Either side of the podcast mic, you've got a different type of mic. I can't even think off the top of my head. But regardless, Project Pod Richard, it will be the top one that you find. If you guys can convert over to Project Pod, I would really appreciate that. I had such a great following on the Road Jogging Experience, and I just want you guys to come over and see what I'm doing on this new podcast. This new podcast is so much more than what you've heard in the past. This new podcast is a lot more structured, a lot more entertaining, because I've got little portions in there. I've got segments within that podcast that are really centered about the guest entertaining the guests, entertaining the listeners, and it's so much more than just me talking. So, you know, in the middle portions where we're talking, where we're discussing the guests and their take on this whole situation and how to be more positive about this and how we can come through it as better people and everything else, you know, that's a great piece of education, I suppose, that we could all use right now, and use that as a little bit of light to sort of come through this dark time. So I'm gonna wrap this up here. I am so glad that you've all tuned in, that you guys have stuck with me from, I don't know, we're looking at nearly 2 years now. So throughout all these 27 episodes, don't think that this is the end of the Road Jogging Experience, because I will come back and I'll come back stronger. But in the meantime, during this lockdown period, I've just decided to take my efforts elsewhere, because I don't feel like I've got the right amount of content to keep doing what I've been doing all this time whilst we're all in lockdown. And I think, you know, it's great to get other people's takes on lockdown. It's good to have guests, good to really look at the world through their eyes, because we're all different, and I don't want to be one of those person that can, you know, influence people through my own thoughts. I'm very much up for being educated and seeing the world through other people's eyes as well, and that's what I want you guys to see. So Project Pod Richard, if you search that on Anchor, or if you search that on Spotify, you will find me. It's a podcast mic in the middle with a mic either side of that. The writing's purple. Love you guys to give that a favourite, subscribe, like, whatever you need to do to get the new episodes. Take a listen to the existing episodes that are there. Unfortunately, the first episode that I recorded with Aaron, quality on the audio wasn't great. You've got to remember that we're doing this over an audio link up, a phone link up, and, you know, signal, things like that. People don't have podcast recording equipment. They're just using the phones or headsets, and it's not quite the same audio quality as like myself, who's got a condenser microphone. So the first episode wasn't that great. The second episode with Dwayne was actually pretty good. And as we go forward, you know, I might try and distribute some mics out for the guests. But for the time being, you know, it's good enough. It's not a hard listen. You know, there's some really, really funny bits in there. I listened to it while I took a run yesterday. I did a 7-mile run, and you know, I was laughing whilst I was listening back to the podcast with Dwayne. It was so funny. And I hope you guys can get a little bit of that enjoyment too. There's only so many series that you can watch on Netflix and board games that you can play. So I hope that you can find a little bit more comfort in joining me over on Project Pod. And if you want to actually follow me on Instagram, it's at project___pod. Very easy. project__pod. Follow me on there. All the latest news will be on there about the podcast that we're putting out. And I'm looking forward to you guys switching over, listening to me, give me your feedback. Do you know what? I might even have one of you guys that are listening right now on the podcast. Why not? Take care of yourself, guys. Stay safe. Stay home. Much love.